of the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls of our studio in Washington. With Tony's at the controls of the studio here in Jerusalem.
Doing an excellent job.
Doing a fine job.
Tony's
Jennifer is at home, working her way back to you, Richie. That's what she's trying to do.
Back to you in the studio.
Working her way back to me, girl.
Right, exactly. And Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, deals today from Burger King, CVS, and more. Queen of Cheap deals from iTunes. Merry Christmas deals. We'll have those for you in the next half hour. At the top of this hour, I don't like to do that. You know what? I was just talking
radio
talk off the air. And you come back and I say, at the bottom of the hour, or at the top of the hour. No, nobody knows. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, nobody cares.
You don't need. No. I'm going to start this hour of the program. How's that? Is that better? Conversation with two gentlemen who work for a company. And the best place I can send you is to their website, CVIDYA. It's a company that offers televoting expertise. You know how we have everybody votes for Big Brother, American Idol, Master Chef. When you're doing that, these people are the ones who've developed the software for all these numerous programs. Anything that utilizes televoting, including the reality shows, that is from this company. Called Kishnet. I think, let me see if I'm pronouncing this right. Hezi Zalewski is here, and Gadi, and you apologize before you do this, Richie. The way you do this is apologize before you do it.
You're about to butcher somebody's name.
Well, I'm not sure that
Take a shot. Let's see, and then we'll ask Gadi if you got it right.
All right. Gadi Saltergutsky, is that right? How am I doing, Gadi?
Yeah, more or less you're good.
More or less.
I do the right pronunciation.
It's more. It's okay.
No, I want to have it right. Tell me how to pronounce your name correctly.
Oh, Solotarevsky.
Solotarevsky.
Yeah, right.
Close enough. That's close enough. Anyway, you're a CTO.
Yeah, better than we.
And Hezi is the vice president of this company. Explain how these things work to the average person, even if you've used one. When you dial on the phone, you're going into something that is a software package that's basically developed by your company, right? When you dial in, when it says on the screen, American Idol, call this number for this contestant, the other number for another contestant, yada, yada. When you dial that number, your company is the one that basically is somehow or other, if it's monitoring, whatever the right word is, but processing the calls that are coming in. Is that right?
Yeah, again, more or less. But let me just put it right. There are several layers when you make a vote. Right? Let's take, for example, American Idol. And you're sending, for example, either calling a VPN or sending an SMS for a certain candidate. What happens is, as you're sending it through AT&T, let's say, even if you're an AT&T customer or not, and this goes to an aggregator. We're not really the aggregators yet. What happens here is it goes to an aggregator. We actually collect all of the votes, all of the SMSs from all of the operators. And today you can also vote through the web. You can go to the website in some cases, instances, and just vote through there and not through your phone. And as we will progress, and we are progressing today, you have internet TVs. You'll be able to actually vote from the screen. And other ways and applications you can put on smartphones, you have an aggregator who collects everything and then aggregates and looks at the results and says who got what and who should move on to the next stage, etc. What our software is doing is actually looking at those votes and the pattern of votes and actually looking whether there's something, as we say, not kosher in it. Because we know of events where you would have people trying to run a candidate either for their own value, if it's family, friends, or whatever, but we know also that there are instances that groups are actually doing illegal things like illegal gambling or any other things. through those shows where you can run a candidate, and then you, when you're betting on the results or anything
okay,
like
well,
that,
let's consider this, because I think this is something that nobody, at least me in my own naivete, has ever even considered. That somebody in Las Vegas or someplace else has got money on the book, and we know that everybody bets, you can bet on anything in Las Vegas. So somebody is betting on candidate A to win American Idol, and so they rig it, or they try to rig it, and your company monitors the calls coming in to keep the show from being rigged. Have I got it?
Yes. And you can bet, as you said, on anything. It can be even as smaller as how many votes he would get, or whether he's in third place or fifth place or sixth place.
But,
it doesn't have to be a vote on the end of the show. So each episode has its own vote.
You can see these guys, Richie, would have a picnic with this.
Absolutely.
If you can rig it somewhere or another. And so what these production companies are doing here in Israel television, or back in America, or all over the world, is using this software to keep fraud, which has been a problem. There have been, I guess, problems over here in Israel. There have been problems certainly at home in the States with any number of these shows, where, again, somebody, some bookie somewhere says, okay, I'm putting $50 on Rachel Ray, or $500 or $5,000 or whatever it is, and we'll get the phone to ring that many times so that we win. And the bets are placed all over the world. This is brilliant. Actually, stuff, and very necessary, because these companies, in order to have any credibility at all, better make sure that these things aren't being rigged, right?
Yes, and I have to say, shows are doing things about it, not necessarily with our software, but we know they're trying to do things. It's very, nobody actually tells. I can't really tell you, or they haven't been in the press any news or events specific telling that, you had illegal gambling. It's not something everybody talks about, but we know under the surface that there are instances. They don't have to be all linked to illegal gambling. You have other things that are happening, like if there's someone who's willing to invest money just to run his relative or whatever, it's also something that you don't want to happen. You want it to be as clean as possible.
All right, so what does this stuff involve? How complicated is it? Just for the layman, consider you're talking to somebody who has zero expertise when it comes to how software like this or any... Rich would be happy to tell you, I don't understand any of the software principles, but, make it for the layman so we understand what actually is going on here.
Okay, I'll try. What happens is we build a pattern of what we call the normal or normative person, how he votes. And then you're actually looking, whenever you're getting results online, you're looking whether some of these patterns were broken. And I'll start with very simple examples to a bit more sophisticated ones. Like if you have 1,000 phones or, 10,000 phones with sequence numbers. Somebody bought 10,000 phones in one store, all of them would have sequence numbers. So that would be the end one would be 5 and 6 and 7. If you had 10,000 of those all voting for the same person, something is not legit there. If you look at customers and you can see, 50,000 phones all voting to the same person from the same area at the same time and in a 10-second interval, nobody can actually do that, so probably it's some kind of machine holding 50,000 phones and making those calls. So what we're doing is, We have an algorithm and a system. We're doing that for years now, for over 15 years, for telecom companies on their regular calls and data and internet. We are looking now at the televoting because it's becoming a huge market. So, and this actually, algorithm runs on the behavior of the customers and finds out which behavior doesn't match or is illegal based on the protocol and the rules that the operator put forth. And then you can decide what to do with those. You can either just not count them, dismiss them, not allow those phone numbers to vote again, et cetera. This is all based on the rules of the operator. We can highlight and take action based on the rules of the operators on those votes.
Yeah. All right. So I understand, and this is a very interesting one of these things, Richie, the subgroups, or Jennifer, there, you know, you never know what great businesses there are out there. Again, entrepreneurialism being what it is, free enterprise, coming up with a solution for a problem, and that's what it looks like these people have done. And not only, again, is this is an Israeli company, but they are servicing all over the world people who are producing television programs and having this problem, or at least they're protecting themselves for it, sort of fixing the problem before it becomes an outrageous problem. So I think this is very cool. Thank you, Hezi and Gadi pronounce the name of the, I call it C-Vidya, that's what I called it. What's the name of the company?
It is. Actually, Vidya is intelligence in Sanskrit, and C stands for communication. So C-Vidya is communication intelligence.
All right, there's always a biblical connection. Cool. Over here. It is very cool. Thank you, gentlemen. Nice to have you on to explain
that.
Thank you. Yep. Take good care. And that is interesting. I keep going back to Richie because I figure, I'm sorry,
it's
Jennifer.
It's right up his alley.
The thing I can't get my head around is aggregating all of those different forms of communication.
Yeah.
Think of a big funnel.
Yeah.
And all of the texts and the online votes and the phone votes and however, they all have to end up in one place and then be counted. Within two hours, to aggregate all of those forms of communication and votes blows my mind. But I think the thing we walk away with here is what a big IT community Israel has become. It's amazing how much IT business they're doing. What do they call it?
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty amazing stuff, though. And that's just a good story to tell about something behind the scenes you'd never think about, actually. It's 18 after on Good Day.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only, this Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Get our lowest prices of the season, like 50% off top toys from Barbie, Fisher-Price, Star Wars, and more. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of the new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling.
Don't take it away. How does it feel to be one of the future?
Right Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Special. A good day. Bruce Springsteen joins Bob Seger on the stage at Madison Square Garden. This is the first time in 30 years they have been together.
Wow.
Playing old-time rock and roll. And we have the video at DougStephan.com. Clank it and crank it, Richie. Roberta, what did you think of this?
I was so mad. I mean, here he is, like, four blocks away from me. I didn't even know it at the time. I found out about it 10 minutes later.
Really? So it was Bob Seger performing at Madison Square Garden. Bruce Springsteen is in the audience, and he jumps up on stage?
Yeah, well, I think it was more backstage.
Right. Bruce Springsteen's never in the audience.
How does
Bob Seger fill Madison Square Garden, though?
Amazing, right?
There's a rumor that Bruce Springsteen's going to be there. I don't think, Bob, you always discount Bob Seger.
No. I've seen him twice in concert, and I'll tell you, he's right up there. When you think of the classic guys where you know every single song, you sing along, Billy Joel's, the Elton Johns, the Bruce Springsteens, that's a Seger concert. You go there, and it's the same thing. You know every single song.
Bruce Hornsby would be another bunch.
He wouldn't be in the same class as those guys.
Well, in my mind, he is. You know what?
Bruce Hornsby has four songs.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, incredible.
He's got four songs out.
I think Richie's wrong about he doesn't get Hornsby. Seger in the Silver Bullet Band. Does he still have the Silver Bullet Band?
Name five Bruce Hornsby songs.
I don't have to. This is my program. You don't have to challenge me.
I know you can rattle off. 15.
This is my show, and I'm not playing.
Right. I know that you can rattle off 15 Springsteen songs. I know that you can rattle off probably 5 to 10 Bob Seger songs. If I did like you did
all the time and ran to Wikipedia, you chicken, because you don't have it in your own brain. You don't have a brain. You just keep going online.
That's right.
Here's the answer to that question.
Wikipedia
is just my computer.
That's right.
Right. Now, you'd be happy to know that I've actually gotten this iPad to work, Richie.
I've been going to regular, as
the computer is so slow in the studio, I'm using my iPad, and I've kind of gotten a little bit better at everything except keeping it up so that I can read it. Fiddling with it now.
You mean the screen goes dark?
No. Well, the screen goes dark, but I have this thing, the cover for it.
That props it up. You know what I find amazing about that video, that audio that we just played? That's off of somebody's cell phone. Who's in the audience who recorded it and then uploaded it to YouTube.
That's incredible, isn't that? Wow.
All right. So let's go to that was a video of the day.
Not that it was great audio, but...
No, it was okay. Here is Jim Meskimen, who is an impressionist, reading A Visit from St. Nicholas, as a lot of other celebrities like Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, Jackie Chan, Morgan Freeman. Oh, and listen to the audio. This is our this is audio from our video of the day today. An impressionist reading A Visit from St. Nicholas as if he were people like Owen Wilson, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, Jackie Chan. You got it, Richie?
A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clark Moore. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. How very innocent. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, you know, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, kind of hypoglycemic nightmare. And Mama, in her kerchief, and I, in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Away to the window I flew, like a flash. Tore open the shutters.
My favorite.
Threw up the sash.
All right, the moon, so you get the gist of this. And his name, Jim Meskimen, visit from St. Nicholas. Below. Also on the site today at DougStephan.com, some more pictures of me here in Israel. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Get our lowest prices of the season, like 50% off top toys from Barbie, Fisher-Price, Star Wars, and more. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Price is good through 12/10.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army-Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Time is 33 minutes. A change after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, who is here as the Queen of Cheap in a matter of moments. We're going to meet the mayor of Jerusalem, too, in this half hour if we've played our cards right. I found something, Roberta, that I thought would be of interest to you as the Queen of Cheap. Amazon.com apparently is going to award customers for checking prices at brick-and-mortar retailers. Shelley Palmer just had a little more on that story a few minutes ago. So let's come up with a for instance. How would that work? Amazon awarding customers. So if you went to let's say you went to Macy's, all right? Mm-hmm. Go there, check the price, and then go to Amazon.com and check the price on the same item after you've been to Macy's. How do you prove to Amazon.com that you've been to Macy's checking your price?
I don't know.
Oh.
How do you do that?
They will have a barcode that you scan, most likely.
A barcode.
One of those little square things. What do they call those square thingies?
I don't think it was those.
Square boxes.
Right.
That you scan with your cell phone.
No, I don't think it's those. I think it's I have these two.
It'll
apps.
Probably be on the tag or on the merchandise. You probably have to scan the barcode.
Right.
You'd have to have a smartphone. Is that what you're saying, Richie? Scan
yes.
it on a smartphone.
I have
and then
two apps.
Oh,
yes.
One is called Red Laser, and the other one is called Pick2Shop. And they're both scanners. So let's say I go to Target, and three doors down is a Walmart. Well, I can be in the Target, and I can scan the item, and it tells me the price. Okay, I'm looking at the Target, and it says it's $12.52. Well, it'll say at Walmart, it's $12.82. Okay, good. Target is cheaper. I'll buy it. Or if it's cheaper at Walmart, I walk three doors down and buy it there.
So I got my fake Christmas tree last year.
Right. So,
really?
And I always use this when I'm at one of these department store type things, or even a Home Depot. I'll check it against Lowe's or something like that. And so that's how they know that you are in Target and comparing them.
Got it.
Oh, that square thing is called a QR code, by the way.
QR code, yes.
Right, QR code. Okay, so we got that picture. Now, Roberta, let's do the real Queen of Cheap report. You have those interesting things, food-wise and otherwise, today.
Wow! Yes, I know, John.
Professor Ellie.
Got three glasses. prices once again from Coastal, but only if you haven't taken advantage of this promotion before. Coastal Contacts every so often gives away free glasses and free contacts, and they're doing it again. And we have all the information for you on DougStephan.com. And indeed, this is it's true. You will get a free pair of glasses as long as you're a new customer. So go check it out if you haven't taken advantage of that. Neti pots. I love my neti pot. That looks like a little teapot, and then you like fill it up with warm water and salt, and you stick it up your nose. Honestly, that's what you do with a neti pot. It flushes out your sinuses. So when someone says,
give
it up your nose, she goes,
we gave away about 100 of those last year, Richie. Remember?
I have my neti pot.
You had those little pots?
Yeah.
We gave
well, if you missed out on that, you can get one free. Neil Med is giving away a free old neti pot once again. Again, that's information's on DougStephan.com. It's a free Christmas music, again, Jingle Bells remix, but this is the Duke Ellington version, so it's really kind of cool. So you can get that by clicking on the link at DougStephan.com. If you're out Christmas shopping with a friend and you get hungry, or if you're just a big eater, if you go to Burger King, you're going to be getting buy one Whopper, get one free, and that goes this weekend from the 9th through the 11th. So you can get two Whoppers for the price of one. Share it or eat them yourself and get a bellyache. And CVS, we have a special coupon for you. It expires on the 9th, and it's 20% off on an in-store purchase. What you have to do is like take this like silly little personality quiz they have there on Facebook, and then you'll get a 20% shopping pass at CVS.
So,
and you'll find all this in the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
If you look next to it, the box next to it is the Better Living box, where our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has a lot of information on food trends and prices as of the next year. Prices are going crazy. Everybody that I've talked about who bought a big any meal for Thanksgiving, I think, what did we say, the price went up 20% or something for the average cost of a Thanksgiving meal over last year, and supposedly next year it's going to be worse because of the weather and other influences of things, commodity prices around the globe. So that info will help you out, hopefully, to buy the right things. Another service that's free from us here at DougStephan.com. Plus, you'll see some of the pictures that are that have been taken of me whilst we are traveling, traversing around Israel. I was at a farm this morning, Richie, a kibbutz. They had. Did you see the picture of me with the Holstein cows?
I saw the email with the picture, but I haven't seen the picture yet. I'm going to go see it now.
Maybe you can negotiate that up on there. But we have some other things. And when I this afternoon and tonight, I'll be meeting up with the actors who are over here in a group that went in a different direction. When I first got here, I went in one direction. They went in another direction. But we'll be together for the rest of the time, including taking a bike ride around Jerusalem, the inner city, the wall city tonight. That ought to be kind of fun. I'm looking forward to that.
It'll be bumpy. Isn't it all cobblestones there in Jerusalem?
Yeah, it is kind of cobbly. Yeah, I think probably it will be. You know what? I saw something. Here's an idea that has some value. I don't know how we could do it, but from the Public Service Department helping other radio stations, a radio station in Des Moines where they're having, when is the Iowa caucus? The 21st of January? 22nd? 23rd? Somewhere in there?
Somewhere around there,
One of the great radio stations in Iowa is WHO in Des Moines. They actually delivered on pork. It was the promotion was about pork, you know, with politicians and pork, yada, yada, yada. They had 3,000 people line up outside the radio station, I think yesterday, during their morning program, to share in what they refer to as the other white meat. That's how it's promoted, right? Don't they sell pork as the other white meat?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They donated, they coughed up $30 a family, and they were given a pork loin or a meal or something. $30 goes to whatever charity they are supporting this year. But I thought that was kind of interesting because that's a big pork-producing state. So I don't know what the local radio stations that carry this program, some 300-odd strong around the country, all come up with their own things. I used to do my own promotion for Christmas, but it gets in the way of what the local stations are doing for the most part. So when you can't do it right, don't do it at all. It's taken me a long time to learn that. But I finally subscribe to that after Richie whipping me into submission over, these many years. But we have lots of interest. I love Christmas in terms of how we feel about each other, what good things come about. I'm here in the Holy Land, the start of the Holy period. There are religious celebrations in all three of the major religions that started here, and so to be here this time of year is very exciting. So it should be. I'll have some great stories tomorrow after I meet all the actors tonight, Richie, and we take that bike ride around Jerusalem.
That's
kind of cool.
That's something I can't wait to hear about. You and Claudia well, from 24 and Greg riding bikes around Israel.
A few shots of that, I'm hoping. Anyway, let me think with you for a moment about what has been unthinkable for a lot of people around our country this year. All the disasters, the storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, snowstorms, earthquakes. Are you prepared, and fires where Jennifer is, are you prepared for what happens if you don't have any electricity and therefore you don't have any food? I want you to think for a second. I mean, think about the years past where you've been caught and you didn't have anything. I would like you to be prepared. And this is a great time of year for two reasons. This makes a great gift. The food that I'm talking about comes from the Food Supply Depot. I want you to go to DougStephan.com, into the Friends box, click on Food Supply Depot's logo, and order a 72-hour supply. 72 hours worth of food. It's easy. And you can go to either my website or theirs, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen. When you do that, you'll get free shipping. And I'm going to donate a part of the purchase price to the Veterans Research Corporation, the research being done on a lot of medical problems veterans are having that isn't being done by the government. You can check them out at veteransresearchcorp.org. But here's a way for two things to happen. You're supplied with great food. Actually, a lot of people, Richie, we've talked about this before with the eFood. This is basically the same company, but this is a different way of it being supplied to you, and it's a different way of going about
it. It's a big thing now. Everybody wants to have a couple days worth of stock.
Right, food. And this is great quality food.
Right.
This is the finest quality packaged food you can find. It has a shelf life of 20 years. It's delicious and nutritious, supplied in a protective bucket. Just add water, and you will have a gourmet quality meal. The food is like you wouldn't believe. So you'll buy some of this, the 72-hour supply. You're going to buy it online at foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen, and you're going to be donating by buying it. You'll donate part of the proceeds to the folks at Veterans Research Corporation, a great effort. So check it all out either at foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen or DougSteffen.com.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Just for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/10.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of green apples jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
What stories captivated the nation in 2011? Who made you cry? What was your guilty pleasure? And what shocked you? Find out what the most popular web searches have been, what people and stories captured our hearts and minds, and what will be hot in the coming year. Heather Cabot, Yahoo Web Life Editor.
With Bin Laden's death and protests on Wall Street, upheavals and uprisings may define 2011, but search trends reveal pop culture was our escape from reality. Kim Kardashian got married and split. The world lost tech icon Steve Jobs. Casey Anthony was found not guilty, and Lindsay Lohan went back to jail. Through it all, though, the iPhone was the top search on Yahoo this year.
Want to find out more about this year's top searches and what will be hot in 2012? Check out yearinreview.yahoo.com to see highlights of top stories, searches, and trends based on what millions searched for, read, and shared. It's a great way to see what the world is up to online.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Hi, the mayor of Jerusalem is I don't know what he's doing.
Indisposed.
Otherwise occupied.
Right, putting out a fire, right, otherwise. So that's all right. As soon as I was done with that, I was going to rush to Jennifer, so this gives us some more time for what's going on in the world of television. The ladies on The View yesterday were talking about a Fox show that is claiming the Muppets have portrayed businessmen as evil.
Yes.
Is that true?
Tex Richmond. That's the story is that there's a character in the Muppet movie called Tex Richmond. He's a Texas oil man, and according to some, that's making corporate America look bad.
All right, let's play what the ladies had to say about it yesterday, Richie.
Fox show Follow the Money is warning parents that the Muppets are brainwashing children. They claim that the villain in the new movie, an oil tycoon named Tex Richmond, is another example of liberal Hollywood depicting successful businessmen as evil.
Well, aren't the villains typically rich and greedy, you know, and these kind of things?
Is Oscar the Grouch modeled after Cheney?
I thought he was. I'm serious.
Sorry, no. They do that over there. You know, Occupy Sesame Street. That's what they'll be calling it next.
Actually, when you say Sesame Street, wasn't it not too long ago where there was a big uproar over an episode on Sesame Street where they had Oscar the Grouch saying that he was going to turn the channels off from Fox News, that trashy news station? Oh, and there was a big backlash saying, you're brainwashing the kids then, too. I mean, I think at some point, you've got to be... use discretion in terms of where you're going to attack. I think there's always going to be that rich, powerful villain, right? And you can't necessarily go in there. I mean, number one, they should just go on way back in terms of the Muppets. Like, if women could be in an uproar that they're represented by a pig, I mean, this is like,
that's true.
Where are you going to start and where is it going to end?
But then I guess if it's not your, if it, that, you know, apparently on the people on Fox, that's their issue. If it's not your issue, it's not a big deal. I don't know if
you know what?
Sesame Street
just I never, ever, ever thought about women being represented by Miss Piggy until that moment.
My wife loves
never
Miss
have
Piggy.
How people can interpret it. I mean,
it's
I can see
the only
now,
woman.
Now,
yeah, that's
it,
the
only
that's
woman
the only
is
female
a
female character.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the only female character. I never thought about that either.
Bad Muppets, bad.
Well, I mean, under the circumstances, you can understand why that's kind of a, there's a little weirdness to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I think about it, I don't much like it. I'll have the discussion with my children and see if their minds were warped, knowing that Miss Piggy.
My daughter just told me this weekend. She's like, I love Miss. She's my favorite, Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jen, what else is going on in the world of television?
All right, Twitter has released their top trends of 2011 and the top trending TV shows, it's really hard to say. Number one is Glee, followed by Saturday Night Live, The Vampire Diaries, and Jersey Shore. And I can attest to The Vampire Diaries being very popular because when we were supposed to interview the guy on the show, I mean, our Twitter page blew up when we mentioned
it. Richie, you have a clip from the Today Show from yesterday when a lady is being interviewed and her cell phone goes off.
National correspondent Jenna Wolf met with a photographer who recreates some of Hollywood's most memorable moments with no celebrity.
Just a second. Hold on a second.
Can you see me?
Seriously, Savannah's iPhone is under the table and it's playing music.
Please don't reveal what the song is.
Okay, no.
It's Glee.
No, please. Oh, no.
It's on your most favorite.
Busted.
I thought that was cute. Glia, Savannah is one of the reporters, right?
You know what? I'm surprised. Yeah, she's one of the hosts, one of the co-hosts. Right. I'm surprised that Saturday Night Live was number two. Mm-hmm. That shocks me.
Really? Yeah. All right. What else?
Betty White.
5 seconds.
Also, the X Factor. There's been all these death threats about people that are voted off. Don't know why, but 14-year-old Drew blah, 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 got dismissed on Thursday night, and people started death threatening Paul Abdul and Nicole Scherzinger. So he's.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, 53 past the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and the king of the kingdom. When it comes to the pet kingdom, Warren Eckstein is the king of the pet kingdom. He also is the first.
He is Mufasa.
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 Mufasa. He is
the Lion King, yes.
All right.
Yeah, so, Warren Mufasa Eckstein.
Those of you who are crazy enough to be thinking about dyeing your dog's hair, stand by for a warning from Warren. Not only do you need a warning, you need to have somebody rap you on the side of the head if you're stupid enough to want to dye your dog's hair. Good God.
So all you stupid people, hang in there. We're going to be talking to you momentarily.
This is a segment for stupid people.
So hang around, dummy.
Stand by.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Get our lowest prices of the season, like 50% off top toys from Barbie, Fisher-Price, Star Wars, and more. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Warren Eckstein, the pet master. from the Pet Show, program heard on a lot of these same radio stations of the show that I love. I love Warren. I love what he stands for. That's why I give him hugs and kisses every time I see him. But that's not really smart because he's the guy who developed hugs and kisses. If you have never used Richie Now as a convert, I've been using them for years. Hugs and Kisses, vitamin and mineral supplements specifically made for dogs and for cats. There's two different kinds of Hugs and Kisses. You ought to check them out at Warren's website. Part of me every once in a while wants to have one of them myself. And I have done that. I ate one of them on the air, I think, about a month or so ago. And look what's happened to me since then. Look at
you stopped shedding.
Look how I've changed. Yeah, no more shedding. And my breath is so much better.
Well, that's why I got him for my dog Patch, is because he was molting and just molting clumps of hair. So Warren's Hugs and Kisses.
I'm not saying a word. You just guys go on and keep bragging about the Hugs and Kisses.
I know. All right, I want to know who is crazy enough to be thinking that actually it makes sense to dye your dog's hair.
I just got one question. Why? This is like a big fad.
Who is the Moroni? First of all, I can't imagine this is good for their skin.
Well, they say they're using non-toxic, safe dyes and whatever. But, you know, I've never seen a dog come over to me and say, you know what, I really don't like what color I am. Can you change me?
You know, it's a fad now that people are dyeing their dogs to look like other animals. And in China, it's hugely popular to dye your dog to look like a panda bear.
I'm looking at a picture I just posted, and the pictures of a dog in New Jersey that they have the side painted like a tiger. You know, first of all, they say, this is the excuse everyone uses. They say, well, the dog doesn't mind it. You know, you can take an infant, a human infant, and paint it any color you want, and the infant doesn't mind it either because he's with mom or dad. It's just not, I just don't think it's something that should be done. There's no reason to do it. If you don't like the way your dog looks, perhaps it's your problem, not your dog's problem, because dogs should be looked at from the inside out, not from the outside in. So I think it's crazy, but you know what? Every year for the last 10 or 15 years on St. Paddy's Day, a lot of green dogs, on Valentine's Day, dogs with hearts in them. I just think it's absolutely crazy. Safe or not safe, there's no reason for it.
Yeah, I find it appalling.
Warren, here's what we do.
Somebody would do
that. We go out, we find one of these people, we hold them down and we dye them green, or we dye them to look like a tiger, and then let them get up and say, how do you feel? How do you like it?
You know, I think you're absolutely right. But again, they say that the dogs don't seem to mind it. The dogs enjoy it because they're getting a lot.
How do they know whether the dogs mind it or not?
Well, no, you have a point. A dog likes to be groomed. Am I wrong?
They like to be touched.
Grooming is one thing.
They like to be groomed. You're absolutely right.
Right.
How would you like to wake up with green hair?
But a dog doesn't really realize. To them, maybe they're all being groomed.
I think that
they're embarrassed. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a macho dog walking down the street dyed pink? It just doesn't work for me.
Most people would say that they don't think that a dog really realizes that.
But whether the dog realizes it or not, if the dog doesn't realize it, what's the point?
There's something about it that's just wrong.
Yeah, I think people should have fun with the dog.
Doug, right now, while you're away from the farm, they are dying Charlotte
Somebody's
to look like
dying
a cow.
Charlotte's here. Yeah,
she's going to be brown.
Charlotte already looks like
home.
A calf. Yeah. Charlotte already has the cows. Look, and they look at Charlotte. They think she's a calf now.
They're putting horns on her.
All right, Warren, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show.